Thank you for joining Asia's best radio station.
Download latest podcasts of Carry On Harry Show on iTunes.
Now shake hands with celebrities on Singapore talk show, Carry On Harry.
Inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry talk show for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johal at carryonharry.com or visit www.carryonharry.com for more details.
Hi friends, welcome to yet another episode of Carry On Harry Show with your show host Harry Johal. And today I am very much pleased and excited to invite my guest, Mr. Richard Gordon, who is recognized as one of the pioneers in the field of energy healing. He is the founder of Quantum Touch, and Richard is internationally acclaimed speaker at conferences, medical centers, and holistic healing institutes. So we are going to get in touch with him, getting to know about what Quantum Touch is all about and how Quantum Touch can really make a difference in the lives of people who are seeking some kind of a healing on physical or mental level. So let's get in connection with him right on the show with your show host, Harry Johal, at Carry On Harry Studios.
Hello there.
A very good evening to you, Mr. Gordon. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
Fantastic.
Good to be here.
Fantastic. It looks really fabulous. You know, you sitting in front of me right now in your office, and you know, we have got something very interesting to be discussed today, which is somewhat a new term for me also, which is the quantum touch. So definitely, sir, I am very much sure that not only myself will be enlightened with your knowledge, but all those people who will be listening to this episode will definitely grab something very informative from you.
Well, look forward to it.
Fantastic. So moving ahead, tell us a little bit about your background. How did you really go into the healing world? What brought you to become, what you are doing right now?
Well, my health was getting very bad when I was about 24. And I went to a doctor. And the doctor told me to wait till I got worse, which was the worst advice I could possibly have received. And that inspired me to go to a holistic health school where I became introduced to energy healing. And the energy healing work inspired me to write a book on polarity therapy that was a bestseller throughout the 1980s. But just before the book came out, I met a gentleman who was able to do a form of healing I would not have believed had I not seen him actually do the work.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So it was somebody who really impressed you so much that you took up, you know, this healing the world, you know, as your mission of life, which you later on termed it as quantum touch.
Yes, it originally discovered polarity therapy, and it was so impressive that I actually wrote a book on the subject. And 2 months before the book came out, and that book was a bestseller, I met this man named Robert Rasmussen, and the guy was telling tall tales, but he worked on my girlfriend who had a major scoliosis, and I could actually watch her hips move back into alignment in seconds, and I could see her cranial bones moving into alignment. And he did a lot of other really powerful healing work very, very effortlessly. So I apprenticed with him, took over in his retirement, and came up with a whole lot of insights and evolved the work greatly beyond where he had taken it.
Correct. So far in my life, sir, I have normally, you know, associated healing as something, you know, which is a God-gifted. But, you know, while I was going through the synopsis of your courses, I came to learn that this is something, you know, anybody can, you know, really learn and, you know, push the mission ahead of, you know, healing up the world. Put us a little bit more light about how it can be, you know, learned and how easy it is.
It is probably the easiest skill that there is to learn. Everybody can effortlessly learn this. I have taught hundreds of classes. We now have hundreds of instructors around the world in over 50 countries teaching this work. I would say to people, you see, most people interested in the work are interested in pain relief, bringing down inflammation, and accelerating the healing process. But I would say during lectures that before lunch, on the first day of the workshop, they're going to be able to move energy so powerfully they can see bones moving back into alignment with a light touch or their money back. No one ever failed. It is a very easy thing to do.
Wow, that really is an amazing fact that you are telling us. Moving ahead, sir, I want to know a little bit more about, you know, what actually is this term quantum physics, quantum healing? How does it really, you know, works?
Well, it works because of what the Indian yogis call prana, the Chinese call qi, the Japanese call ki. It is the life force energy, that animating current of life that flows through us. And it has an enormous amount of intelligence. So using simple breathing and body awareness exercises that everybody can learn very easily, we're able to build up that pranic energy inside of ourselves, and we lift it higher and higher throughout the session. Then we use our hands primarily, although you don't have to, and you surround the part of the other person or yourself that's in pain or that's suffering, and you continue doing the breathing and body awareness exercises, and their body matches your vibration, and their body does its own self-healing. So we like to say that a great healer is someone who is very sick and got well quickly, because we're not actually healing other people, although that's how it looks. What we're really doing is we are creating a field of energy, and they come up to match our energy, and then their body does its own self-healing work.
Correct. Is it like similar to what the term Reiki sounds, or is it something different? The quantum touch, is it different from that?
Well, it's exactly the same as Reiki, the way a match is the same as a bonfire. They're both working with the life force energy, the chi, the ki, the prana. We're all using that same energy. And we're working with the same body intelligence. The difference between this and Reiki is we have no attunements, no symbols, and we're having to actually work throughout the session. Now, most times when people are doing Reiki, they're waiting for the energy to come to them and build up. Mm-hmm. We don't wait. We bring it. We're doing this work. We're breathing throughout the entire session. And the idea is resonance and entrainment. When two things vibrate at different frequencies, either the lower frequency will come up, the upper one comes down, or they're going to meet in the middle. What we're doing is we lift ourselves higher and higher and higher throughout the session, so we never come down and feel tired and drained. As massage practitioners, as many Reiki practitioners will find, we never get tired from the work. We just get uplifted. And there was a physician, Jerry Pittman, who wrote that in its elegance, quantum touch first provides healing for the practitioner.
Got it. In your new book, sir, The Secret Nature of Matter, you know, you have in some way, you know, connected the mind with the matter. How does it really go? Can you give us some insight about that aspect, how mind and matter are connected?
It is one of the great mysteries of the universe, and I seem to have been able to find a little keyhole to understand some things that have been hidden. Mm-hmm. To understand what I discovered, you first have to realize that about 8 or 9 years ago, I discovered that I could align people's hips and cranial bones in a few seconds through meditation. And that led me to write my third book called Quantum Touch 2.0, The New Human, where I listed a few new human abilities we didn't know we had. Then 2 years ago, I discovered that I could put energy and intention into any kind of physical object, glass, plastic, rubber, paper, pebble, water, leaf, you name it. Everything holds energy and intention equally. And then if I just touch somebody with that object just for a second, just a little tiny touch, it would permanently align their hips and their cranial bones.
Wow.
Now, admittedly, 99% of the people interested in my work don't care about structural alignment. They care because it brings down pain, inflammation, and accelerates healing. But I study the alignment because it's my window to understand the intersection of matter and consciousness. That's why it's interesting to me.
Fantastic. So that means once the energy which you have transferred from your body into that object, if touched with anybody having any kind of physical pain or anything that they really want relief about, can be transmitted from that object into that person?
Not necessarily. Hmm. There are many conditions that have an emotional basis, and they need to learn how to release the anger and the hurt and the other emotions, the shame, the guilt, whatever it is, the fear, before that condition may release. And although we have many people who are using our pendant and have noticed remarkable shifts in a condition, you see, energy healing is great for bringing down pain and inflammation. We just conducted a pain study, mm-hmm. and that was published in a peer-reviewed journal, and we saw that a single quantum touch session brought their pain down 67.4%. And these were people suffering from high levels of pain due to fibromyalgia, arthritis, or accidents. So that was quite significant. Now, the pain relief is only one side of the equation, but there's many different kinds of conditions that can respond. The idea of putting energy into a physical object shows that consciousness and matter intersect, but it does require some intention, and it is not a cure-all, because one of the things I like to do is to never exaggerate or underplay the reality of what we have. Mm-hmm. We have some extraordinary solutions, but it doesn't do everything, and nor do I want to imply that it does.
Correct. In your new book, The Secret Nature of Matter, you have coined few terms like conscious entanglement, and then you have also mentioned the subatomic is something like God stuff. What does that really mean?
All right. So, in my experiments, as I mentioned a moment ago, you could put energy and intention and test it and into any kind of matter, glass, plastic, rubber, cigarette butts. All matter holds energy and intention equally. So that led me to one of my many conclusions, that all matter is made of what I call subatomic God stuff. It's made of God. Mm. All matter is holding consciousness. And you think about the implications. How is it that everything, all matter, is capable of holding energy and intention? It was funny. A few days ago, I met a gentleman who is a grad student at UCLA, and he studies how proteins are folded together. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to see a demonstration of what I was doing. And we met a woman who, very elderly, mm-hmm. and he touched the base of the occipital ridge. That's the base of the cranial bone in the back of the head. And he lifted up, and he saw that his right thumb was very much higher than his left thumb. Now, the physiology books are going to tell you that these cranial bones cannot be moved. They are fused together by the time you're an adult, especially an elderly person. Mm-hmm. And then I handed him a pendant that I own that is charged and, I'll explain later, entangled with about 5,000 other pendants. And I handed him the pendant and I said, I want you to touch her elbow, her shoulder, anywhere you like, with the intention of aligning her posture. And he looked at me like I was crazy. And he goes ahead and he touches her. And then I say, all right, I didn't even touch her again. I said, now measure her cranial bones. And he put his thumbs underneath her cranial bones, and his thumbs were completely level at that moment.
Wow. Moving ahead, sir, could you cite us some more, examples where, you have experimented with the things, which have really brought a lot of transformation in the lives of people, like you have straightened the backbone, that is one, like you just now mentioned about the thumb. Or what are the other type of people, who really come to you in terms of, healing?
Well, by and large, as I mentioned a moment ago, 99% of the people are interested in pain relief or reducing inflammation or accelerating the healing process. And we're currently putting together an ebook, which we'll give away, with about 1,000 sessions. These are anecdotal stories that people have sent us over the years of crazy, remarkable healing sessions. And it's just about everything you can think of. Pretty much wide range of conditions, because when you understand the body heals itself, it doesn't matter so much what the name of the condition is. It's only the body that can or ever will heal itself. We can't force something to happen. All we can do is to provide the energy so the body can heal itself.
Correct. What are the common principles around which the whole energy healing process works?
It works through resonance and entrainment of life force energy along with body and spiritual intelligence. You raise your energy with breathing and body awareness. You connect it to your love. Then the body intelligence and the spiritual intelligence of their bone, of their own body, will accelerate the healing process and do the healing. And it's very important to understand there are three pathways to extraordinary healing. Now, scientists know about pathway number one. Pathway number one is called the placebo effect. And they know that the body can do extraordinary self-healing if you use deception or dishonesty to stimulate the body to do that self-healing. They don't understand why it works, but they know that it does, and it works about one-third of the time. The second pathway to extraordinary self-healing is energy medicine, energy healing, quantum touch. And in our pain study, there were 41 patients with 50 pain conditions that they were dealing with. All 50 pain conditions responded to the energy and were improved. Now that's so far beyond a placebo. Placebos work about one-third of the time. We had 100% in our pain study responding with 67%+ pain relief. But there's a third avenue to extraordinary healing and pain relief. And that third way is through emotional self-honesty, release, and self-forgiveness. And it took me 30 years to figure out that process, and we call that self-created health, where we teach people how to find and release the emotional cause, to take responsibility, to feel the remorse for having hurt themselves and others, and then how to go through the forgiveness process, which turns into what we'll call explosive, overwhelming self-love. And not only do the symptoms disappear at that point, but people may feel incredibly grateful that they had even had the condition, because the condition reminded them of how they had stopped loving, and getting back to the love was so much more valuable than the pain and suffering had been difficult.
Correct. So would you like to share with us, you know, your daily ritual about, you know, how you stay connected to all the, you know, the source of energy, you know, which you, you know, distribute to your clients or people who really need this kind of help? What sort of preparation do you do, you know, in your own, you know, territory of, you know, personal realms?
Yeah, it's very, very simple. I mean, I do a lot of things to take care of myself, nutritionally, emotionally, energetically. But energetically, what I'm doing is every single day, I'm doing these basic deep breathing and body awareness exercises that are in my book. I've been doing them now for 40 years. And everybody is really good on day one, but you get stronger over time. And I use it for my own self-healing and what I believe slowing down the aging process and having the potential of possibly stopping and even reversing the aging process.
Wow. Why don't they teach this kind of a knowledge in universities and college when, you know, people are getting healed with this kind of a therapies? What do you think is the thing, the blocking point?
Well, this is a super excellent question. You see, universities don't believe life force energy is real. They don't believe in the prana, chi, or ki, and therefore they refuse to look at something they don't believe is possible. The other point is there's no money in hospitals doing this work. We had one nurse practitioner working with post-surgical pain patients, and the doctor told her, you have to stop doing this. And she said, why? Mm-hmm. And he said, well, we can no longer predict how much pain medication to give the patients. The hospital makes money when they sell pain medication, but they don't make any money if the nurse is taking away their pain. So one of my life goals I have stated recently is to see my work studied at every university in the world, practiced in every hospital, and taught in every school. This is basic human skill that improves life. And if everybody knows how to do this, 3, 4, 10 days out of the year, when you're around somebody you love who is suffering, you're not going to feel helpless. There's something you can do now to relieve their suffering immediately. You don't have to wait. And many times I've seen people who were given so much relief, they didn't have to go to the doctor or the hospital or whatever. This is very common. Now, I'm not saying this will replace all medicine, and by a long stretch that it would not be the case. But there are so many times that we can intervene and assist somebody in the most remarkable ways.
Correct. But I still feel that, you know, there is a hope which, you know, is available. I would encourage my listeners that do pay a visit to quantumtouch.com. And if you really want to learn about self-healing through quantum touch, then you will get a lot of instruction how you can become one of a trainer or one of an instructor with the institute itself. So tell us about, where are the students located right now and which all parts of the world Quantum Touch has already reached?
Well, we have certified practitioners working in over 50 countries. And I don't want to bore your listeners and give you a long list of countries, but it's pretty much all the major countries in the world.
Okay.
And the website quantumtouch.com has all the information on how people can become practitioners. They take so many classes, they study, they do their 60 hours of practice sessions, and they build their skills up and then become a certified practitioner of the work. And we're really encouraging people to do that. And we're also continually looking to do more and more research to create the validation that this is a powerful and useful modality so people can have a lot of success with it.
Correct. So you have already coined 3 books under your belt, and all these books are, you know, bestseller in their own way. What is your next, you know, aspiration? You know, what is your next mission that that will really, you know, make a difference in promoting quantum touch as something very universally accepted?
Well, there's two major projects that I'm working on.
Uh-huh.
And one project will be a documentary.
Wow.
Called the Galileo Project.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is, what would you do if you had visible, teachable, paradigm-changing information like Galileo had 400 years ago? Where would you go? Who would you talk to? And would they be willing to look through an unfamiliar telescope? And that is one project that I have on my plate, and I'm starting to meet directors and producers that we can work with. Another project I mentioned a moment ago is to continue doing research and see if we can get Quantum Touch researched at universities around the world and taught in schools and utilized in hospitals. And that's part of the research also, to show the benefit of it. The problem is, it's not necessarily financially viable in terms of big institutions and corporations. They may not want to see something that's effective but doesn't make a big profit. So we're looking to meet the people who care enough to say we care about people's well-being as our top priority, and we believe that there will be enough profitability by creating well-being that we don't have to worry about that being our top priority. In other words, if you could give people poison, but they pay you a lot of money for it, I'd rather give them something really useful that didn't cost much that would benefit them rather than trying to poison a disease, hoping the disease dies before the patient.
Wonderful. What are the platforms where they can grab all these books apart from Amazon? Are there like some audiobooks also that have been recorded and available on platforms like Audible?
Well, I haven't made audiobooks up to this point because there were so many pictures in my book, I didn't see how I could include the illustrations to go along with the text. Although I may make an audiobook of my last book, The Secret Nature of Matter, I just have been busy with other projects and it didn't seem like a priority. The world hasn't figured out that this is real yet. Maybe in the next 6 months I'll get that finished. But no, the books are available at all outlets, and if a bookstore doesn't have it available, they can order it, or Amazon always has it available. Our website has a video that people can watch that will teach them how to do a basic quantum touch session, and it's a complete weekend workshop on video. We also have hundreds of instructors around the world who will teach classes, and if you want a class where you are, but there's no instructor, just write to an instructor. They'll fly out and teach classes because a lot of them would love to travel to new places to teach classes. And that's how we got into 50 countries. It wasn't because I was on a jet all the time, jetting around the world, going every single place. It's because people are doing it. But when I spoke at the University of Hong Kong and the University of Macau, they have a huge community of people there using quantum touch. And it is so exciting to see them take this energy work and utilize it to tremendous effect.
Correct. Absolute. It was really wonderful, sir, you know, getting to know about quantum touch and some of the experiments that you have successfully conducted and how these experiments has resulted in bringing change into the lives of people who are really seeking, you know, this kind of a healing. But the most, you know, good thing that I learned today is that it's not something which a person is born with. It's something that can be really learned, and through that, you know, it can be spread in throughout the world. I really feel very humbled and honored that you took out your time, you shared your knowledge with us, and I'm very much sure that my listeners will, they, when they visit quantumtouch.com website, they will be getting lots and lots of information, and who knows, through this talks, you know, the lives of some other people will also get, you know, transformed through your help. So wonderful, sir, talking to you. Any final message you would love to share with the listeners of Karen Harry Show?
I think that it's important to realize that your love actually has impact. It has power. It isn't just something you feel, and it's not just a behavior that it causes you to act differently. Your love is a real force. It's a tremendous resource that you can use to help the people around you.
Thank you for being in tune with Best Talk Show, Carry On Harry, with entertainment editor Harry Johal. On Balabala Radio, inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry Talk Show for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johal at carryonharry.com or visit www.carryonharry.com for more details.